again. It's time for Wireless Wednesday. Rick Lippert with us here on The Experience at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, Rick is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level. You can find his work on Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, Everything Georgia. Recommend that you follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and also his website has the links to everything that we're going to talk about over the course of the next 10 to 15 minutes. You can find that at ricklimpert.info. Rick is a very busy man these days. He is out at the BB&T Atlanta Open, which is going on this week at Atlantic Station. And it's time for us to take our annual look at what's new in tennis technology. And Rick, let's first start with just the BB&T Atlanta Open and what's going on out there this week.
Yeah, a lot of great tennis. We got Andy Roddick and John Isner in town. This is really the one week that Atlanta's a big tennis city all year round, but as far as spectating, this is the big week locally. And I just invite everyone to go for any of the information at the tournament. Go to BB&T AtlantaOpen.com. The website this year is really a good website. It has packed with information and really up to date. So that's really the best resource for finding out who's playing and what's going on down here at Atlantic Station.
Rick, before we move on, just curious, what is it going to take for Atlanta to maybe get more tennis?
More tennis tournaments?
Yes.
There's a possibility that a women's tournament could come kind of concurrently with this one, the way the women's tour is kind of growing. But, this for a city like Atlanta, there's very few professional tennis tournaments in this country left at this level anymore. This is about as good as it gets, and it's, just a step below what the U.S. Open really is. So this is the same people playing here will be at the U.S. Open in just over a month.
Plenty of TV coverage when you consider the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series and ESPN, what they're going to be having going on over the course of now, the next 6 weeks as we get through to the U.S. Open.
Yeah, all the tournaments leading up to the U.S. Open are part of the Emirates Airlines U.S. Open Series. And there's just a big bonus pool awarded depending on how the players do at these tournaments leading up. But unprecedented for tennis, over 200 hours of live TV coverage in the Emirates U.S. Open Series. So that's a lot of tennis, and with a lot of sports on these days, it's amazing that ESPN and its platforms are making room for 200 hours of tennis. But it just shows that tennis is kind of growing little by little.
And fans also will be able to access coverage for the first time at EmiratesUSOpenSeries.com, as well as the individual tournament websites throughout. You got that going on as well. Rick Lippert with us on Wireless Wednesday. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, going through what's new in tennis technology. So let's get to that, Rick. And there's something that's called PlaySight Smart Court, which is what? Is it kind of like a line system or something more than that?
Oh, it's more than that. This is a series of sensors set up around a tennis court. This is a whole package you have to buy. But really, this is automated little cameras and sensors give real-time information about the action that's going on in the court. So a lot of people are using this for taping practice sessions and training and getting lessons about their game. Tennis teachers are using it as well as professionals. So it's very expensive. There's a few colleges that have it that are using it, a few other clubs. But this is the way it's going. You're having these just video cameras isn't going to be good enough for just a teaching professional watching you play. This is giving unprecedented information and analysis of your tennis game.
So, again, this is not something that's necessarily a tournament. This is something about your game and ways to improve your game through technology.
Yep. Some of this has already been playing golf and baseball and football, and now PlaySight.com, PlaySight's bringing it to tennis. And I invite you to just take a look at the website and just see this is pretty advanced technology for a sport like tennis, and it's pretty exciting for a sports geek like me to see this.
Mm-hmm. As much as we talk about the equipment, whether it's rackets or shoes or balls or what have you, something that I really don't think that much about, but obviously plays such a is strings, and string technology has actually changed the game drastically.
Yeah, when I tell people, Mitch, that forget the rackets, forget the cords, forget the balls, the biggest advances in tennis have come in the areas of strings. They don't believe it, but that's really the case. You can talk to stringers and racket technicians and racket manufacturers, and they will tell you that as well. And I've been trying some of these Technifiber strings. Technifiber is a small company makes really good custom products based in Europe, but sells here in the U.S. They have a black coat string that is very efficient. It's durable and it plays very well. So these strings now are nothing like when I was growing up playing. It's a totally different game.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was growing up playing tennis, you were in. You had the real cool tennis racket if you had a cat gut string tennis racket.
Yeah, the cat gut did play great, but these synthetic strings now play better, or the same or better than what cat gut used to play, and they'll last longer. They won't fray and break like they used to. Nadal really set the standard. He went with these strings that really generate so much spin, and the other players saw what he was doing, and they're kind of playing copycat with that with some of these strings.
So is it more about spin as opposed to speed, Rick?
Both, but these strings now generate so much spin with less effort. That's the big deal. In order to get Thompson back in the day with the wood racket, you really had to swing hard and get risky, and it hurt your arm. You don't have to do that as much with these rackets paired with these super spin strings now. That's why you see these people on the baseline just wailing away at the ball, and the ball stays in the court. It's totally because of the strings.
So as a result of that, do we look at something like tennis elbow and not see as much of it anymore?
Yeah, you don't hear people saying tennis elbow as much anymore, Mitch. Just in general life, you used to see people with those bands on their arms. You see less of that now because the rackets are lighter and the strings are easier to maneuver.
A couple more minutes with our friend Rick Limper, Wireless Wednesday with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The BB&T Atlanta Open going on out of Atlantic Station. We're talking about tennis technology, a revolutionary smart sensor providing deep insights into the key aspects of a tennis player's game. This is known as what, the CLIP tennis sensor?
Yeah, QLIPP. I've had a few of these sensors. This is one that's pretty cool. It fits in your strings, gives you a lot of information, measurement of your strokes, video. For casual players or even pros, they can benefit from this paired with the app. Lets you save your data, compare it, see how you improve in the future. So 129, it's not out of line with other sensors for other sports. So a pretty good one from this company, the QLIP.
So now when you say video, you're actually getting a chance to see the video from the tennis racket perspective?
Yeah, you can get some video capture that shows where you're hitting the ball, kind of on the string.
Wow!
So you can determine if you're actually hitting that sweet spot. These rackets today still have sweet spots; they're big, and you actually want to hit that with these strings. So that's kind of the information it's giving you.
And so the clip sits within the strings; it connects or clips on, obviously, to the string. But how do you prevent it from maybe making contact with the ball itself?
Well, a lot of people wear put those vibration dampeners on the racket. Same principle. It's not that big. If you're hitting the ball in the sweet spot, you shouldn't have to worry about that.
But I don't, Rick.
What are you telling me about your game, Mitch? You're telling me something.
Well, first of all, I'm telling you my game is non-existent. I haven't played in a year. Number two is when I do play, I don't hit the sweet spot.
Well, that comes with practice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hon.
Mitch, any tennis coach, any sport, any coach in any sport will tell you that. But it shouldn't come into play. It's not really a hazard with the tennis racket.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, it's time for the App of the Week. And this has to do with setting an alarm for anything and everything, huh?
Yeah, including when you're not hitting the sweet spot with the racket, Mitch.
If that's the case, my racket will be going off every time I swing it.
I'd be throwing the racket at that point. But it's called Hooks. It's free for Android and for people that need reminders, that need alarms. This may be annoying to some, but for some people that can't remember anything, Hooks will set reminders. They'll give you alarms for TV show reminders. Weather alerts, if people update social media posts that you need to read, it'll alert you on that. So just an app where you can set up really reminders, anything. I need a reminder to set up to take the garbage out and that type of thing. It's an app that probably would fit that bill for me.
All right, give me one second here, Rick. I'm downloading Hooks right now.